The following program is sponsored by Wade's RV. Welcome to RV Camping with Lil Wade on News 102.3 KRMG.
Your RV guide for Oklahoma and beyond.
Give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Text your questions to 95920. Now let's hit the road.
Good afternoon. Welcome to RV Camping with Lil Wade on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper.
And I'm Lil Wade.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I'm excited about this weekend.
It is a nice weekend. I thought we were going to get more rain into the weekend, but I think we lucked out and it's just going to be really nice.
I was out there at Costco screaming, rain, rain, go away, come back some other day, because it's the festival of RVs.
And you've had a little bit of a trend in the last couple of months where when you hold an event, it rains on you.
I know, right? I was like, please, just this event. Do not rain.
Give me one.
Yeah.
So it looks like you lucked out on a good weekend here. So if you have questions for us along the show today, make sure you text us at 95920, or you can always call 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. Very quickly, before we get into our special guest today, I'm excited about this show and this topic. It's going to be a fun one. We want to check in out there. You're on the road at Costco today with Wade's RV.
Yeah.
And Matt Goulet is out there, so he's your sales manager at Wade's RV. We want to say hi to Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. No rain. Thankfully, you got all that yesterday. picture perfect day. There's tons of people here. I can't believe how many people are in this Costco parking lot. We've got a beautiful display set up. I'm surprised to find out, and I guess that's why we need to come out here a little bit more, but a lot of our members, Costco members here, don't realize that they have special pricing with us. And being the only authorized Costco dealer in Tulsa, we want to get that word out to all these members that they do have significant savings that are all pre-negotiated, just like their auto program. So definitely come take advantage of that if you're a Costco member.
Awesome. So if people are listening right now and they're Costco members, what would you like them to do, Matt?
Either visit our website, come by here. I'd love to say hi to everybody. Gorgeous day. Or just stop by the dealership. When you select a product, we have private finance. You just have to get online as a Costco member, go through their computer program, and we can get your discounts for you. It's a really great program.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure you're busy out there. We'll let you get back at it and just let everybody know to go see you.
Come see me. I'd love to spend more time, but I've got a bunch of people staring at me that have questions. So we'll talk to you guys later.
All right. See you later.
That's Matt Goulet, sales manager at Wade's RV. You go see him at Costco down on Memorial on your way down to Bixby, and it's kind of the kickoff for the Festival of RVs, which really begins next weekend.
Yeah, so Festival of RVs, we started it at Costco. It was started yesterday, and goes to it's 10 to 7 o'clock today. Go out there. I have some factory reps on site. Matt Goulet with some Wade's RV guys are out there. I'm going to stop by after the radio show, and it's going to be a good time. We have some RVs out there. We have about 5 units, really good entry-level RVs out there, good RVs for families, just a nice selection.
A minute ago, I mentioned that you can text your questions to 95920 or call us, 918-460-KRMG. It's RV Camping with Lil Wade. But you also have an email address that people can reach out to you for. And that's kind of a good way to get you during the week when you're not here at the radio station.
Yes.
And that's camping@wadesrv.com. Yep. And people have been doing that. In fact, last weekend, we were talking about continuing that conversation you and I have had. And you've really kind of got the ball rolling on this state park thing. And you got an email from Bob Bidding, and he was out at Fort Gibson just kind of talking about the situation out there, because we were doing a lot of flooding updates, what's open, what's not, last weekend.
Yeah.
So he was out there giving you an update. Appreciate that contact.
Yeah, and he even sent me a nice little picture. I thought that was awesome. I personally emailed him back to thank him. And when you come to our Facebook page at Wade's RV, every response that comes from me, every email that comes directly from me, and even if you want to call me up at Wade's RV at 918-291-1011, I'd be glad to talk to you.
That's camping@wadesrv.com. All right, so we have a fun show here. Let's jump right on in. A guest who I'm just excited is here. I haven't seen you in a couple years. Our guest is Terry Bowers. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in.
Terry, the Partner Development Director at Green Country Marketing Association, has been excited to read up about this, and it's just really cool that you guys found each other, because I know you, as we've told the story, went to a state park a couple weeks ago, and you were like, man, this needs some love. And then now, Terry, this is kind of what you're doing these days.
That's right. Green Country is one of 6 countries or regions in Oklahoma that really focus on bringing tourists into those sections. Green Country has 18 counties, and we have 16 of the state parks. And then so many attractions that are around, not just the state parks, but the small communities that maybe we've forgotten to go visit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we make sure you remember to go see them because there's so much to discover.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day at the lot, and you were like, everyone thinks like, hey, all of the lakes are flooded. We cannot go anywhere right now to go camping. I was like, guys, like we have so many other state parks that we can go visit or some other attractions. Like you were just talking about Pawhuska. Like that place is really blown up. We have so many options.
Oh, absolutely. There are 38 state parks. Not all of them are associated with lakes. Now, even without a lake, they can have flooding. So the best thing to do is check on the state tourism website. But it's changing daily because the water levels are changing. So don't write it off. The best thing you can do to support tourism and the industry in Oklahoma is stay in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We have so many places to visit. And tourism is not just bringing people into the state. It's bringing people from other parts of the state so that they can enjoy the diversity. If you haven't driven from the Kansas border to the Texas border in a while, which I hadn't, and it's just stunning. It's beautiful. And the flooding not only impacted people in their homes, it impacted businesses. So we want to make sure that we support their livelihood by supporting their businesses and their areas when they get back open.
Tell us a little bit more about Green Country Marketing Association. I was kind of doing some research, and you work with the state, but it's not as part of the state, right?
It's a partnership.
Yeah.
Not just with the state tourism department, but with all of the entities in the 18 counties that benefit from tourism. And tourism is the state's third largest industry, third, behind energy and agriculture. A lot of people are really surprised to hear that. They think, Oklahoma? Tourism Mecca? Right. Well, it is. It really is. We get international travelers coming to Route 66.
Yeah, I was about to ask you if you thought that was from Route 66.
Well, that's part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's also the Native American culture, the Western heritage, and nature. That is a big draw. The state parks are a big draw.
I was surprised to learn about the other countries. Because growing up here, literally lived here since day one, and I've always known that we're in Green Country, but I didn't know there were others. I just thought it's what we had.
Well, Green Country is very well positioned
because
it's kind of obvious when you look and you see the rolling green hills where it got its name. So it's great to be able to refer to it. But yes, Red Carpet Country, for example, is the panhandle, and you can guess why.
If you've been there, it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm not only excited about what I'm doing now with Green Country, but I'm excited to have met Wade because we're going to go take a look at not just Green Country, but the whole state.
Let's take a little bit of a closer look at that when we get back from our first break. Terry Bowers is our guest, Partner Development Director with Green Country Marketing Association. It's RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Text your questions to 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to RV Camping with Little Wade. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper. Join the show. Text us at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. And if you've got questions later on, and kind of like we said last weekend, if you'd like to get a question into Wade, but you don't want to put it on the radio, that's fine. Just send an email. It's camping@wadesrv.com. And let's remind folks as we're getting back into the show that you've got something fun going on today down at Costco. They can go see Matt down there on the road at Costco for the Festival of RVs.
Yes. Go see them. They're going to be there till 7 o'clock.
Long day. It'd be a nice one, though. It's a good day out there for it. No
Very
rain
nice
this time,
day.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Terry Bowers is our guest, Partner Development Director with Green Country Marketing Association, Green Country Tourism. You know, we have 18 counties in the part of Green Country, and I was just saying in the break, like a new, you know, it's always something that's a moniker, I just thought, but it's a real thing. So we're talking about it today. And this goes back, we need to kind of back up the train a little bit and tell the backstory as to why we're doing this on an RV show. But you guys, you go RVing all over the state, even out of the state. And you went back to Worcester State Park. What is that? in May, early May, late April.
Yeah, Steph, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was April. Oh, yeah.
So, and you guys just had, you had a good time, but you realized, man, this thing could use some upkeep, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we were like, we went there with the vision of, hey, it is affordable to go RVing. And remember, we did the budget and we went
yeah, it was like
to Aldi.
Weekend.
Yeah, it was like really inexpensive. It was really awesome. It was a great experience. The lake there is beautiful. The people, the park hosts, they were amazing and very accommodating. They told us exactly where to go have coffee in the morning. I mean, they were amazing. But, you know, like we were there having a good time. We were focused on coming back to the radio show to tell everybody, hey, this was our experience and this is how much money we spent. And it was really awesome because we didn't spend that much money. You know, we saved a lot if you consider going to a hotel and renting a room or whatnot. So we're there. And we go hiking. And how long did we look for that hiking trail, babe?
It was a good 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I think it's that way. And you know me, I'm a guy. I know directions to everywhere.
Just ask sure, me, yeah. Right? Yep.
I don't need to ask anyone. But actually, we had asked the park ladies. They were like, yeah, you just go down this road. And the way they explained it, you could kind of go down two different directions. And we went down one direction and it just led us to a dead end. And then I was like, let's go try this over there. And so we took the road that Steph suggested. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
And we noticed that there were some poles there. Like maybe they were old sign, you know, there were poles where they had old signs that said, hey, trail this way.
Yeah.
And so like we walked down the trail. The trail was freshly taken care of. They were, you know, out there maintaining the trail. The trail was beautiful. It was a nice hike. Would you agree, babe?
Yeah, it was right along the lake, so it was very pretty.
Yeah, and so we get back, and then we go over by the splash pad, and then, like, the walkway to the splash pad has a tree growing in the middle of it. I'm like, man, this is so sad. This park is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It just kind of, like, sparked this fire within me to, like, do what I can, my part, to kind of help be a voice for our state parks.
Yeah. And so that really spawned you just to go, hey, I think we can do something about this.
Yes.
I want to help. So we came back, we did a couple of shows on it. And now you've really, like you said in the break, you really did kind of catch me off guard because I thought you were going to like, you know, look into this and maybe make some calls. But no, you're like, you're going.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm just showing up. I've surrounded myself with really good people. I've, you know, with like Tracy and Christy here at KRMG, and they connected me with Terry. And it's just like, I'm just showing up. These women, like they're smart. They know what they're doing. I'm just showing up and say, hey, how can I help? I'm the cheerleader. I will get as loud as I need to. Let's do this.
So, Terry, you've been working with this organization for a while and now member of the staff. What was it like for you to hear about Wade and what his goal is now?
Well, everyone knows that the state has had a budget problem, and not just related to tourism. We can talk about education and healthcare and on and on and on. So, to have a private business interested in not just complaining, but wanting to be active and do something about it is so encouraging. It's so needed, and I applaud it. And so anything that we can do through Green Country, we want to do.
That was sort of part of the conversation that we had initially was, yeah, the state has resources, but probably state parks aren't at the top of their list right now with education and the other things.
Right.
So to have maybe private entities or other partners come in and help would be really an ideal kind of thing.
Well, there was a cycle where the state was closing state parks or trying to get a private entity to operate it. Same with some of the travel information centers. That's the case with the first one you run into when you cross the border from Missouri into Miami, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Miami is helping run that travel information center, no longer the state, because of the budget. So that's another example. It's not a private organization. It's another government entity. But it's that partnership. If one can't do it, then we need to find a coalition who can do it together. Because when I went and visited that travel center for just 45 minutes, and within that 45 minutes, people were stopping from New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and on and on and on. They had lost Route 66. They needed directions to get back on the road. So that is important if we want tourists in Oklahoma to have a good impression, to stay longer, to spend more money, and support all of our communities and state parks.
So, Terry, you brought this list here of state parks. Is this everything in Oklahoma?
That does not have the U.S.
Right.
But those are the state. It doesn't have the lodges. Those are the parks.
Gotcha. So there are a ton here in the Green Country area. I think it might be surprising that we have the most up here.
We do. Out of the six countries or regions in Oklahoma, Green Country has 16 and a half. Arrowhead on Lake Eufaula is kind of, you could put that in Choctaw Country. It's both. So that's more than any of the other countries or regions.
And as we were saying earlier, a lot of these are tied to lakes, but not everything. So if people are still kind of wondering about flooding and if they want to go out, it's summertime and it's, you know, usually when people grab the RV and go camping, they always want to check the lists and check the sites before you go because things could still be closed.
Yes. Didn't you get an email or some sort of update about the closing?
Before Memorial Weekend.
Oh, okay.
And so there have been changes even since then. But this morning, there are still closures at some areas. But there are some that have reopened. And there are some that were not as impacted because they're on higher ground. I just looked at Osage Hills because I drove by there yesterday. I don't see a closure. And it was gorgeously green. Yeah. I was about to get myself in a traffic accident because I wanted to pull over and take pictures.
That's awesome.
It was just beautiful.
Yeah. They have buffalo up there, right?
Woola Rock and the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve.
Yeah.
And I had not been to Woola Rock I won't even say because I'm ashamed, but I had not been up there in several years. And it also is just beautiful. If you haven't been to some of these places, maybe you went when you were younger and you haven't been back, you need to go back and see it again.
I've been a creature of habit, like, most of my life. I explained this to Steph, like, it's so crazy. It's like, I don't know if this is an Oklahoma thing or if it's the way I was raised. Like, I was born and raised in Broken Arrow. I stayed in Broken Arrow, never went to Tulsa, never explored out. So I kind of done the same thing with going to state parks. It was always Fort Gibson Lake. And then, you know, I started exploring out into more, but
I feel the same way about Woola Rock. I haven't been in years, and I need to go back because my memories of it are probably not what it looks like today. It's going to change, I know. Terry Bowers is our guest, Partner Development Director with Green Country Marketing Association. We'll take a quick break for the bottom of the hour news. We're back. Get on that line. Text us 95920 or call 918-460-KRMG. It's RV Camping with Little Wade.
This is RV Camping with Lil Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Join the show by calling 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to RV Camping with Lil Wade. You're listening to News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. My name is Skylar Cooper with Lil Wade. Wade's wife Steph's here in the studio with us today. And Terry Bowers is here, Partner Development Director, Green Country Marketing Association. And you two found each other because, Wade, you just recently discovered this passion that you would like to be a voice and an advocate for the state parks that might need some more love and attention because you being an RVer and with an RV company, you'd like people to go to these places and you just want to have a nice place to go, basically. And they're not necessarily bad, but some places might need just some updates and things.
Yeah, I just think that we could pay a little bit more attention to our state parks and just take care of, you know, just kind of like when you're a kid, your mom said, hey, take care of your stuff, clean up your room. I mean, you know, just something like, you know, along those lines, just pay more attention to it.
We'll talk with Terry more here in a moment, but we do have a text question for you at 95920. If you can put your RV hat on for a sec and answer this question. Someone says, what's the best RV for a couple? Steph, I think you might have something on this too. You guys are currently shopping for one. So they have a Ford Edge, so kind of a midsize SUV. And or is there a trailer under 4,000 pounds? So they want something to pull with that little SUV.
Yeah, so a couple of options, I would say. The Winnebago Drop is a really good option. We actually took that thing off-roading, and I pulled it with a Jeep Wrangler 4x4.
There you go. So Edge would easily pull that.
Yeah, you could see the video on our YouTube or Facebook page.
Wade's RV.
Yeah, and then I would say our favorite couple's RV would be the Aspen Trail. It's affordable. You could get into it at $98 a month. If you're a Costco member, you can go see my guys right now at the Costco on 102nd and Memorial and see some that are out on display. And if you're a member, you just go to the little Costco website, fill out your information, and you have special pricing.
I didn't realize you guys had that partnership. That's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. I should tell more people about it because we're the only dealer in Tulsa that is a part of the Costco program. So, yeah, really excited about that.
You guys have been shopping, Steph. Do you have thoughts on this, the different ones you've tried and the things you've looked at? Are you leaning one way?
I like the one you dance on, the Aspen Trail.
Yeah, the Aspen Trail.
That must have the best top, I guess.
We've checked it secure.
Yeah.
But no, really, the features on that and the inside of it, oh my gosh, it's like Pinterest blew up in there. Like, it has literally every girl's dream. It has like the wood plated walls and like all the light gray colors and every, you know, I don't know, finish that girls like this day and age.
Yeah, that's so awesome. If you were to walk into any RV like 5 years ago, it would remind you of like your grandma's comforter. It was like that everywhere. It was like that design, the floral design on the couch, the floral design on the curtains. It was like, oh no. But it's so cool that, you know, us millennials, I think I'm kind of almost a millennial.
You're what they call a cusp millennial.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, you're in. You're solidly in.
Yeah, whatever. So the millennials have taken a very big, huge interest into RVing. And so they were like, hey, we got to like get with the style and be trendy for these millennials because we want them to buy some RVs and then go camping at the state parks.
I actually was surprised myself the last time I went in some at one of your last shows and was like, okay, these are pretty cool now. They've modernized and it's a lot different because my friend had one growing up and we would go stay in it all the time, but it was old. It was like, you know, a 70s camper, and it was what I thought all campers still were, and it's not even close. They've come a long way.
Yeah, so you'll find campers with some fireplaces in them and stuff like that, and three ACs. You know, you're in Oklahoma, so you need, you know, some ACs to keep you cool in the hot summertime, but yeah.
So that hopefully will answer their question. We're also talking about state parks, and that's sort of a spawn from Wade's new passion to advocate for the state parks, and you've really started making some contacts, Terry Bowers being one of those. As we continue the conversation, I want to encourage you to get in touch with us or reach out to Wade. If you have a state park in Oklahoma that you're passionate about, something you've visited for a long time, or maybe kind of like Wade, you just saw it and thought, this could be a little better. Join this conversation. You can text the show. 95920 is the number, or call us 460-KRMG. It's 918-460-5764. And if you don't want to do it on the radio, that's totally fine too. Just email Wade. It's camping@wadesrv.com. Bob Bidding did that last week. He emailed that address, camping@wadesrv.com. Sent you a picture of Fort Gibson and kind of put his thoughts on there.
Yeah, and you know what? I wrote him back, said, hey man, thanks for emailing me. I appreciate this picture and you've taken the time to email me this little Wade.
So
stay
you
cool. I said something like that.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
So Terry Bowers with Green Country Marketing Association. Tell us kind of the mission of the association.
Well, it is to promote tourism in the 18 counties that make up Green Country. And by promoting tourism, that doesn't just mean bringing people in from out of state. It also means you can be a tourist in your own backyard. And a lot of us forget to do that. And we were talking about that before the break. You said you were a creature of habit.
Yes.
You would go one place, stay one place, never go another place.
Yeah.
You got in a rut.
I know. And then people say, like, Steph, like, hey, what's to do downtown? I'm like, you know what? I'm learning with you because I don't know.
Well, then you need to get on those RVs you talk about and move.
I know.
Because there is so much more to see. Yeah. And let's take the RVs out of it.
Yeah.
Even just pack up the family for a little day trip or a weekend trip. There is so much to do in, say, Bartlesville, for an example, that you could take your kids and spend the weekend and have an authentic, real experience. You referred to millennials.
Yeah.
Well, coming right behind you are Generation Zs, which they are looking for something that's not on their phone. If they're taking a selfie, they want something real behind them. And we have that.
Yeah. Like Natural Falls. That would be a perfect selfie.
Just don't stand too close to the edge.
That's a
real
problem.
You have to be down. Yeah, you have to be like on the platform.
Yeah.
That's really starting to make ranks of like dangerous things. People are getting hurt.
We talked about that on the show.
Yeah, with selfies, they're hurting themselves.
Like really, people are falling in like off the cliffs because of selfies.
I'll tell you about my kids at the Grand Canyon and in the next commercial break.
Oh,
awesome. That's so cool.
That's a fun teaser. I want to hear that one.
You're talking about tourism and you could be, you could kind of discover in your own backyard. The thing that I think is cool, we had this conversation off air, is like if we were going to Grand Lake, hanging out there all weekend long, but there's other places that are not on the state park that you can go visit.
Absolutely. And that's what I was talking about earlier, where the natural disasters don't just affect people in their homes. They often affect their business as well. And so one of the ways to really support people who've been impacted by the flooding is to take a staycation and really enjoy some of the attractions that are around the state parks or not, just in other areas. I was walking on the main street of Dewey. So many cute little shops. Steph, you would have had a ball.
Let's go.
You would have had to open your wallet. We don't think about doing that unless somebody like me or you in wanting to be a cheerleader for state tourism reminds us that you really could have a vacation without leaving the state borders.
I think you made a word for that.
What?
Localcation.
Oh, localcation. It's called a localcation.
A localcation.
He rebranded that, Terry. That's his own creation.
You know what? Yeah. I like that because staycation is like your rut where you just stay in the same place.
Yes.
Localcation, you've expanded to your local area.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, wait.
It's more of a mingle word.
We got to do this.
Very good.
Patent pending.
Yeah, I know, right?
I like it.
That is so cool. Yeah. So tell us about some of those places up in Grand. I just want to tell people about them.
Well, I'm going to make you jealous. I have been able to hold a baby kangaroo.
Ooh, wow.
Because there is this lovely place. It's the Picture in Scripture Amphitheater, which has a biblical play through the summer. So if you're staying up near Grand Lake, you can go see Open Theater. They also have Oasis Animal Adventures right there on their grounds, where they have animals that you can have encounters with. And the owners do a program where usually youth who may need some sort of sensory therapy are able to work with the animals. So it's multi-layered, but just a wonderful, wonderful organization. There's also Harbor Village, which is an old-time village to really take you back in time. And like I said, some of the young kids, they need to see heritage. They need to see history. And it's a much better way to absorb it. So there's just two.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I like hearing about that. And I'm like, I'm putting that down. We are going there.
Yeah.
And the Tallgrass Prairie. I have not taken Steph to the Tallgrass Prairie yet.
When I did get to go, there are buffalo there and also at Willow Rock.
Yeah.
And many years ago, when I did go to Willow Rock, we were able to be very close to when they were being fed. And when they come stampeding in, it is, I just can't even explain it. And so this is the kind of authentic experience we have in Oklahoma if you get out and see it.
So there's a coworker of mine, him and his wife just recently went there, and literally there's nothing between them and the buffalo. It's like they're in their cars taking pictures. I'm like, is that scary?
Well, we had special treatment because it was with Channel 8.
Okay.
So I was on a flatbed, and it wasn't scary to me because I loved it. It was fascinating.
Well, yeah.
But my stepmom was with us, and she did get back in the cab at the truck.
No, I think it'd be awesome, but a little like scary, but
it's
awesome.
Thrilling.
Yeah.
And if you're wanting to feel what Oklahoma was like when it was being formed, that's how you do it.
Is there a way, I have a question for you. We'll save it for the next segment because you've brought this list of all of the state parks in Oklahoma and I'm blown away about how many there are. I just didn't know. I mean, I know we got a couple. I'm kind of like what you were saying.
38.
I went to two in the last couple of years. I got some work to do myself.
Sounds like someone else is stuck in a rut.
I think so, man.
Calling you out.
Stuck in this chair most of the time. 12:47, it's RV Camping with Little Wade. We're back in a minute.
You're listening to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Get your questions in now, 918-460-KRMG or text 95920. Buckle up and let's get going.
Welcome back. It's Wade's RV and RV Camping with Little Wade here on News 102.3 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper and Terry Bowers, our guest today. We're talking about state parks and the incredible progress that you have made so far, Lil Wade, in your newfound passion, which is to be a voice for state parks here in Oklahoma.
Yes, that's right. I feel very lucky, really. I just started talking about it, and things just started happening, and next thing you know, I was introduced to Terry, and she is a wealth of knowledge. She's just awesome to be someone that I, you know, and she's awesome. She knows her stuff. She knows a lot about state parks. She's going to get me out of my rut. I'm going to go visit other places, and I'm excited about the future.
Terry, I got to tell you, it's been a lot of fun having you here. I haven't seen you in a couple of years, and I regret that, but it's nice to catch up with you. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, remember your time on TV, and I, of course, watched you for a long time, and then to get to know you and kind of work with you in this aspect has been really fun too.
Well, thank you. This has been a lot of fun, and I've only been in this role for 6-7 weeks, so I'm still getting out and seeing things again for the first time. So I hope you'll have me back, and we'll keep talking about not just the state parks, but everything there is to see and do in Green Country.
That is the question that I had that I teased right before the break. So you brought this list of state parks, but there are many things, Little Rock included. There's so many cool things in Northeast Oklahoma that even I, who've lived here my whole life, I may not know about. So is there a resource that I can find things like this?
Absolutely. You can look at our website, which is greencountryok.com. It is being revamped, so bear with us. You can also look at our social media. And now that I'm in this role, I might have my arm twisted to do a little more of what I used to do to help promote some of the areas that mm-hmm. really deserve visitation.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. What's your Facebook? Is it Green Country? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. Sweet.
Awesome. I'm excited about this. I don't know. We have some stuff working, and I don't know. I don't want to tell everything because we don't know exactly where the future is going to hold, right? We might say we're going to go right, and then everything goes left. So
it's a work in progress.
Yeah,
it is a part
but
of the
I
process.
Am very excited and nervous because of the time of just being a voice for our state parks. And I'm excited because it's going to give me the opportunity to get out there and just explore more and see exactly what Oklahoma has to offer. And, you know, I really believe in Oklahoma. I really believe that we are going to be a top 10 state. Everything that's happening downtown Tulsa, everything that's happening in Oklahoma City, like me and Steph went down there last weekend. There's just a lot of cool things to do here. Like, and
you know,
it excites me.
That's what impressed me about you when we met. I said, what is your motivation for this? And it wasn't just sell more RVs. It was you care about the state. And that's what business owners need to do. It's not just about your personal business. Your personal business will not succeed if the whole picture doesn't.
Yeah. So, oops, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Steph a question. You're relatively new to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
What is your take on his passion for what you see here?
It's awesome. It's inspiring because coming from Texas, you know, it's everyone has that stigma like everything's bigger and better in Texas. But since I've moved here, I realize that there's a lot of opportunity and there's a lot of similarities to Texas. And I see the potential. And Wade has always been so positive about that since I met him. That man, like it's gonna be a good state. Just give it a few years, you know. So I'm excited to see what happens here.
And we still want to encourage you, if you have a state park that you are passionate about or you go to and you'd love to see just some attention paid to, I'm not going to say it's like going to happen next week, but that's kind of what you're doing is you're getting this ball rolling.
He's moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
You never know.
It might happen next week.
Hey, I got my running shoes on.
So email Wade. It's camping@wadesrv.com. And you've already been getting some emails. So you've been getting the response. You're making the progress. I mean, without getting too detailed, what do you hope your next step will be?
You know, I want people to feel, you know, like they like when they think about Oklahoma, they have like the pride, like, hey, I'm from Oklahoma. Yes, we are top 10 state. You know, before I went to California and lived there for a little bit. And before then, I thought I wanted to get the heck out of Oklahoma. Oklahoma stinks. There's nothing to do here. And I left. I wanted to come back home. And now that I've been home, I am just like embracing home, and I am so proud to be from Oklahoma.
I know a lot of people who do that. They come here, they stay here, Terry, or they move away and come back because they missed it.
Oklahomans by birth or choice.
Yeah, It's that way. Just a couple of seconds left. Wade, tell us what's going on at Costco today and what we're doing next weekend.
Yes, please join us at Costco. I'm headed there right after the show. It's the Festival of RVs out at Costco. If you're a member, you get special pricing. And if you miss us this weekend because you're busy, come out and see us. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be out there live for the Festival of RVs.
Terry Bowers with Green Country Marketing Association. It's nice to see you. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
We will talk to you guys next Saturday at noon. It's RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG.
Have a good day.